Hello, welcome to English 1101. I'm your virtual guide. We're going to talk a little bit today about the required textbook and also the required supplies for this course. First of all, you'll need the textbook, Jean Wyrick, Steps to Writing Well, the 9th edition. Be sure to get the one with the MLA updates. It was published in Boston by Thompson Heinle in 2002. So again, this is Jean Wyrick's Steps to Writing Well. You'll also need computer process journals, assignments, or essays. In other words, you'll need a computer to write and record your essays. However, if you don't have access to a computer, you can use a notebook for your journals and assignments, and you can handwrite them, and you can send them in, fax them in, use regular mail. Again, though, computer process journals, assignments, and essays are strongly preferred. You'll also need writing paper and pen. You'll need those for the essays, and you may also need them for proctored exams. You should probably have a college dictionary, also a thesaurus. So welcome, and let's go over a few course policies. Your essays will be compiled in a writing portfolio. This means that all pre-writing, drafts, edits, and the final copy of every essay you write will be submitted to the instructor as a part of your portfolio of work for the class. Once you've completed all the modules, you will choose which essays you want to be counted for a grade. This is to your benefit, obviously, but don't take advantage of this practice. If it is obvious to the professor that you did little or no work on the ungraded papers, points will be deducted from the final portfolio grade. All essays should be stapled or clipped together with all pre-writing, drafts, and revisions, and please place the final copy on top. All essays should be submitted in a folder as directed. Let's talk a little bit about plagiarism. What is plagiarism? Plagiarism is the use of someone else's work as your own. Whether it is intentional or accidental, plagiarism is a serious offense. Any student found guilty of plagiarism will receive a zero on the assignment in question and will face possible failure for the course. This class follows the academic dishonesty and discipline procedures set forth by the college. You should refer to the college handbook for specifics of the college honor policy. So, if you have questions about your journal entries, let's think about them now. Let's review journal entries. Journal entries should fill at least one page of lined paper if handwritten, double space if it's college-ruled paper, or a half the page if this is computer processed, and you should use 12 font and double space. So that means it's probably around 125 words. Clearly label all work in your journal, in your class notebook, and in your writing portfolio. Your name, the module number, and the assignment should be on all completed work. The midterm and final exams will be graded based on content, grammar, maturity of thought, and attention to subject. You should aim for 5 well-developed paragraphs. Word processing is preferred, double-spaced, but if your essay must be handwritten, please give special attention to neat, clear handwriting, and be sure to skip lines. You may use a dictionary and thesaurus. The narrative, descriptive, explanatory, analytical, and thesis support or problem solution essays written within each module should be no fewer than 500 words each. So let's talk a little bit about the grade percentages, the rubric. The journal notebook, 10 points, 1 point per entry. The assignments notebook, 10 points, 1 point per question or activity. Portfolio of essays, a total of 60 points, which represents 20 points per essay. 10 points for the midterm and 10 points for the final, for a total of 100 points. Grading scale is 90 to 100 is an A, 80 to 89 is a B, 70 to 79 is a C, 60 to 69 is a D, and 0 to 59 is an F. So before beginning Module 1, please study the syllabus, familiarize yourself with the textbook, and scan the contents of the entire course outline. Get a notebook appropriate for your journal entries and an additional notebook for your class assignments. Once you feel comfortable with the course layout and the content, please begin Module 1. This is your virtual guide. Thank you very much for taking the course, and I will see you back in the modules. Thank you.